If you want good news, read the science pages. So here's a thing I did not expect. A while ago, we added a little feature to Positron that we've been calling the positivity score. The idea is simple. Every article that comes in through our feeds gets read by an AI model, which gives it a score from 1 to 10 on how positive it is. Anything from 7 upwards counts as clearly positive, and that's the stuff we actually publish. Everything else gets logged, transparently, but doesn't make the cut. Now, once you have a few months of those scores sitting in a spreadsheet, you can't help yourself. You start poking at it, and I've been poking at 91 days of data across 37 news sources. Belgian, British, American, French, German, Scandinavian, the whole lot. And one finding jumped out at me more than any other. The single most reliable source of good news in the mainstream press is not a country, it's not a particular newspaper, it's a subject, it's science. Let me put some numbers on it. Across all our general news sources, your NRC, your Standard, your Le Monde, your New York Times, the share of clearly positive articles hovers somewhere around 1 to 2% on an average day. 1 or 2%, that is the baseline reality of the news. And then you look at the science publications. Popular Science comes in at around 24% positive. Science.org, the news section of the journal Science, sits near 17%. Nature is around 15%. These are numbers that are 10, 15 times higher than what the general press manages. They are the closest thing in the mainstream to the dedicated good news sites. And here's the thing. It makes complete sense once you stop to think about it. What does science reporting cover? Discovery, a new treatment, a telescope seeing something it's never seen, a material that does a thing we didn't know was possible. Progress, basically. Progress reads as good news, because it is good news. Now I have to add one honest caveat, because I'd be a hypocrite otherwise. Not all tech and science is created equal. When I split that category in two, something interesting happened. The actual science outlets, the ones reporting on research, scored high. But the consumer tech news sites like The Verge that cover the tech industry day to day scored about 0.5%. 0.5%. As gloomy as hard news, same broad topic, completely opposite mood, which tells you something, I think. Reporting on the tech industry, the layoffs, the privacy scandals, the AI is going to eat us anxiety, is a fundamentally different thing from reporting on human discovery. One is about companies behaving badly, the other is about people figuring things out. And it turns out, only one of those two feels like hope. I find this genuinely encouraging, and not just as a data point. If you're someone who has more or less given up on the news because it leaves you feeling flat, and honestly, who could blame you? This is a concrete, actionable thing. You don't have to swear off information entirely, you can just steer. Go read about a lab in Ghent, or a trial in Rotterdam, or a rock that came back from an asteroid. The good stuff is out there. It's just filed under science. It's also, if I'm honest, a big part of why we built Positron in the first place. We're not trying to hide the hard news, it's real and it matters. But we do think the balance is off and that there's a whole category of genuinely good, genuinely true stories that get drowned out. The science pages are Exhibit A. Anyway, I'll be digging into more of this data in the coming weeks. There are a couple of other findings that surprised me even more than this one. But I wanted to start here, because it's the one that made me smile. Go read the science pages. It's the cheeriest corner of the newspaper, and almost nobody tells you that. Cheers, Rick.